As we come near to the end of 2023, I know very well that my memory is far worse than it was at the beginning of the year. And surprisingly, my memory of events in the far distant past are still clear. Very strange. And for example, I remember being in our Aberdeen airport some 36 years ago, waiting the arrival of my two sons coming home for Christmas from their employment in London. And within minutes of each other, two flights, one from Heathrow and the other from Gatwick, landed and disgorged several hundred people home for the holidays. Then and now, we have become used to flying. We take it wholly for granted. It's one of my favorite activities for half the time. The first half is taking me to where I'm going. The second half's bringing me back home again. And one looks forward to the going. And indeed, it's good to come home again as well. I'm not sure how many of you would have known or know, and it's not because you're far too young, but I don't think you can go back and remember 120 years ago. 120 years ago, a week before Christmas, Orville and Wilbur Wright were able to keep their handmade aeroplane in the air for something like 69 seconds. It was a very important moment in the history of our world. For the two brothers, it was a moment of great excitement, and immediately they sent a telegram to their sister back in their hometown of Dayton in the state of Ohio. And the telegraph read very simply, "Hope to be home for Christmas." There's a thought. And the sister was so excited by the news that she took the telegram down to the editor of the local newspaper. And the next morning, to her surprise, wasn't the fact that there were headlines in the paper, but the popular local paper had the headlines which said very simply, "Local merchants to be home for the holidays." And the biggest news of that time missed Dayton, Ohio by. The newspaper had missed the point that an aeroplane had actually flown. And I wonder sometimes whether you and I have missed the point of the news that is there in Scripture on several places. "Fear not. Behold, I bring you tidings of great joy. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." Fear not. Easier said than done. Fear not. Simple fears, like a child frightened to go to sleep in the dark. If we remember doing it ourselves, that might be so. But I remember one or two of my children who were frightened to go to sleep in the dark. Or maybe frightened like that of a person who has to sit near the door of a room because they want to be sure of escape if there is any need to rush out of a house or a building. Fear, unless you are a child of the person, might be yours. The world is full of fears. Not quite so simple like that of a man or a woman wondering if their weekly wage will see them through a week, wondering if the piece of paper that comes with the payslip is perhaps a notice saying that they are redundant. We all have our fears. I would think it's probably never likely that I will be asked to light candles again at Christmas, but you can be sure I would be frightened whether I remember to do it or not. Fears. Perhaps you would be frightened, like a lady, to burst into tears in front of her son, but who through her tears is able to confess to him that she is afraid of death. The knowledge of her cancer was destroying her mind as well as her body. Don't be afraid. We bring you good tidings of good news, for unto you is born a Saviour. Perfect love, we read, casts out fear. So says the writer of John's letter. And the Greek is even more emphatic. A perfect love throws fear out. Take it by the scruff of the neck and rejects it from a person's life. Fear not. But what if we don't love enough? What if we try to be loving, thinking loving thoughts, trying to remember how wonderful life is and to say over and over again to yourself, I love, I love, and still it isn't enough to convince you? We still feel afraid. And here at this point, at this very point, this is where the message of Christmas comes in. Here is the point of Christmas coming. We don't have to generate the love on our own, for our Heavenly Father, our God, does it. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And that's what Christmas is about. That's what the cross of Calvary is about. No man has greater love than this, than he lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus did. And when we understand that, how can we miss the point of Jesus' coming? How can we be afraid? God's love is shown in the one who is our Savior, our Lord, shown to us in and through Jesus Christ. You and I, we don't have to be frightened anymore. Is this foolishness to believe so? Is it mere pie in the sky, an insult to our modern intelligence? Or is it the greatest reality there is? And the truth of the matter is that we have not really, as people, fully tried it. We have not allowed the love of God to work wholly in our lives all the time. That's why we come and confess our sin and look for the grace and mercy, which is part of the love of God. There will be no convincing you of all that I've said in these last few minutes. I can't convince you, I'm sure, totally with words. And if you want to argue about it, maybe you will think about it and realize what God did and still does. The Apostle Paul, writing to the small band of Christians in Rome suffering persecution, asked the question, if God is for us, who can be against us? And his answer, no one who can matter. If God loves us, what have you and I to fear? And he gives the answer, nothing. For when God loves us, then nothing can separate us from that love that casts out fear. And there is the very heart, the point of Christmas, God coming to be with you and to be with me. God coming to be with us, revealing in Jesus the very wonder of his love. No filled stocking, but life in all its fullness and the prospect of eternal life in God's kingdom of heaven. May God bless to us this Christmas and all those Christmases that we will enjoy in the years to come. May God bless to us our understanding that he came in Jesus to give us his love and to drive out our fears. May we know that not by ourselves, but by the whole power of the Holy Spirit and our knowledge and our understanding of the Word of God in Scripture. May God bless to us the preaching of his word.